Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the
trees. What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show on this Good Friday, and I wish you all a blessed Good Friday and a happy Easter. For those who celebrate, I am eternally grateful for you being here and joining me if you are here on this Good Friday or if you're downloading the podcast later. But markets have been, you know, quiet in front of the Easter weekend. You know, it is spring break for many. It is a holiday. And, of course, typically before holidays, markets do slow down. So, but I'm glad that you could spend some time enjoying with me. And, you know, this is a market holiday, but if you're out in the fields or if you're checking your portfolio, it's never a holiday. You always want to know where you stand. And I think that we've seen, you know, markets just kind of dribbling and trading and not doing much of anything. And one of the things that we always want to, you know, make sure we understand is that there are times when you get involved and there are times when you don't get involved. And this would be one time that as a trader, you would be more concerned with sitting on the sidelines and not being actively involved. You know, the best type of markets for us are always markets that trade what we call two ways, up and down. Okay. You know, it's a shame that, you know, we often get sucked into getting involved when we have very little chance to benefit. Now, investing is one thing. You know, there you just invest, you forget about it, and you invest money you can afford, and that is what you do. But trading is a little bit different. You know, trading is, you know, put yourself in a position to create a successful opportunity. And by doing so, you want to make sure the market itself is giving you that opportunity. And right now, the markets are not really giving the opportunity. I mean, if a market is going straight directionally, one way or the other, you're really not trading. You're trying to either join in with the masses or bet against it or pick the other way. And that's never a good sign because you're going in with the herd, so to speak. So the best kind of action is two-way action where we get a much better, a much more developed footprint in the market that gives us a better opportunity. Now, if you try to force action, typically you won't make money. You'll lose money because markets know that you're trying to force the action. And of course, markets are the great equalizer. They know how to stick it to everybody. So my thoughts to you are is that, you know, when the markets aren't giving you opportunity, when volatility is down at 14 and markets are just basically churning higher, you know, again, if you're trading one of the patterns I teach, it's okay to get involved for a very short period of time. But the longer time frames have all been basically just up. And, you know, again, I don't mind going up. I mean, listen, the markets go up year over year. And I always want to remind everybody that I do own stocks. I'm long the market. So it's not like I'm just an eternal bearer saying sell, sell, sell. I'm reading what I believe to be the probability of the next bigger move. But more important than that is that when markets don't have two-way price action, when the buyers and sellers aren't mixing it up a little bit, and the sellers are basically just sitting on the sidelines, it's a much more challenging effort to make money, or vice versa. If the buyers are sitting out and the sellers are just banging, it's very hard. You have to have an opportunity for what we call two-way trade, okay? And when without two-way trade, it makes it very challenging for you to be able to successfully maneuver throughout the tough bulls of the market. Now, there's things, you know, people will tell you, oh, we just sell put spreads and we just do that. Yeah, look, you could do all that. But when volume and everything else is lying on the sides as well, I think there's better opportunities coming. So why force yourself into an action that you don't have as good of an opportunity? You know, our best bet is always to try to have the probability of success on our side. And in a market like we're seeing now, the probabilities are not as good as they could be if there was a little bit more action or a little bit more activity. And that's always what I want you to look for, because, you know, in markets, you can make a lot of money in a short period of time if the market conditions suit. Now, if you're doing this as a living, it's a lot harder to sit idly by because you know you got to make money. But when you learn to realize that you'll make the money, but and in times like this, you're more likely to lose the money, you will find out that it makes more sense to sit these out. You know, you gotta, if you're a very active trader, you have to wait. Okay, but again, you know, you have to sit and wait your turn, because otherwise you're creating a mess and you throw off your whole sink, your whole mental well-being by trying to chase around the market. Okay. And that is really a bigger tale to tell. It's not whether you're right or wrong, but it's how much energy are you expounding or expending on a market that's not worth it, when if you waited patiently, you'd have a full, you'd have all your bullets in stock and be ready to go after it, versus not being able to go after it. And that is something, it's hard to teach that. It's hard to learn that. Look, even today, I mean, I've been doing this for 36 years. I still find it sometimes challenging. But if you've never done it, then you can find it to be easier to learn that your timing of waiting for the better opportunity is coming. This is not the first time this has happened. You know, look, I go back 30 years ago, days like this, you know, weeks like this, periods like this, I was a favorite to lose money. Okay. And I don't like losing money. And of course, listen, the game of trading is about, you know, the wins and losses. And hopefully you're making more wins than you are losses. Okay. And that's the idea. That's how you make money. Your equity should be like a positive chart going upwards. But there's always going to be, no matter how good you are, there's always going to be dips. There's always going to be what we call drawdowns. So our job is to, first of all, put ourselves in the best possible position to be successful. And then if we do that, well, then our job is to trade and to find the best opportunity when the probabilities are the best. But when they're not, it's just easier to sit it out, patiently wait, and look for your better opportunity when it arises. Because again, you're still investing, you're still in the market, and why not let the benefits work for you? I hope that made sense to everybody. I hope you're getting what I'm trying to say. I just want everybody to be more calm and not chase the money. Because when you chase the money, typically we know what happens. We lose the money. So it's better to sometimes sit idly by waiting for your opportunity and then get into business. Anyways, again, I wish you all a blessed Good Friday and a happy Easter. I'm so happy that you chose to spend some time with me. I've got some special things coming up today. So I'm glad that you're here. And, you know, if you've ever missed a show and you want to, you know, make sure you get a hold of the Bubba Show, you know, we're just over 200,000 downloads a month. And I want to make sure that I continue to grow that and continue to share and spread the knowledge. All you have to do is go to libertytalk.fm and you can download the show every day. Check out bubbatrading.com and see what we're offering and what we're doing. And again, just read some of the articles. We're having some fun. And I'm going to step out here for a break. A blessed Good Friday. Happy Easter, everybody. This is Todd Bubba Horwitz, The Bubba Show. I will be right back after the break. We'll be right back. Of the season. When we love... Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz on this Good Friday, and I hope you're having a good Friday. No markets today. Thank God. It's about time they shut down. They're driving me crazy. We've got too many manipulators, too much crap going on, and too many guys involved trying to figure out what's going on. And of course, that's always a tougher challenge. But it's always time to think about, you know, how can I improve about my own trading, my own investing, and what can I do better? And, you know, one of the things we always like to talk about is, you know, you want to follow footprints. You know, markets leave a footprint, okay? Very much like any other business leaves a footprint, okay? And, you know, if you learn to follow the specifics of the footprint, all you're really doing is you're saying, okay, I'm going to put myself in a better chance to have and create success. And isn't that why we invest? Isn't that why we trade? Okay. You know, I think that overall, you know, the business itself is wonderful. Okay. But like any other business, it has its ups and downs. And of course, you know, we've been, you know, a little bit negative of the markets, but we haven't gotten over it. We've been warning to be more neutral. You know, we have not said, well, you know, just sell everything, as some places have said. If you remember RBS and a few of the others said, well, sell everything. We said, no, just look for opportunity. But learning to read the overall pattern, learning to read the market footprints that are left for you, that really is the true and natural way to trade. Okay. And if you would do that, okay, you would find yourself in a much happier, more opportunity for success potential. And, you know, one of the things, you know, we do here at the Bubba Show, at Bubba Trading, is we teach part-time futures. If you want to be a part-time day trader, many of us do, and I've always put the kibosh on that. And then after I teach, I figured out that, you know, we can teach a couple of key patterns that you can then become a part-time day trader if you choose. Okay. We also have a options for beginners program that we can help you with. You know, plus we have the hedge program, which is something that we always believe in. Again, here at Bubba Trading and my own personal, always be hedged. That's just the way you should be, because then you always take that extra volatility out of the market. And why wouldn't you want to do that? I mean, you know, why put yourself in jeopardy or in danger when you don't have to? I think that makes more sense if you think about it, to keep yourself clean and mean and not have to worry about, you know, markets and have to worry about what happens in China or wherever. Okay. It's very important that you learn the basics. And, you know, as I've offered a couple of times, you know, I do, you know, some calls and I do some webinars and I do some special webinars. And, you know, I really am into educating everybody out there because I believe in the education process. This is the skill of trading. The skills are not inherent. They're not, you don't have to be born with them. Trading is a skill that is learnable. Okay. You can learn how to trade. You can learn how to be better about it. You can learn to do everything. Okay. And it's not that challenging. It's very basic. Okay. And you can develop skills, you know, as you grow. Okay. And that's what, you know, my views are on life, is to, you know, make sure that you get educated, because if you're educated about it, then you can make a logical, solid decision about the next move. And I believe in always the next move. And I believe in, you know, being ready to know where your exit is before you get in, because knowing the exit is half the battle. Knowing how you want to know what if something goes wrong. what if? That's a, you know, nobody ever asked that question of themselves, but I'm asking you to remember it, because that is where you will become a better investor, a better trader, is by understanding that even though we went in the pot with pocket rockets, and that's a poker term if you're not sure, but even though we know we went in with the best of it, it doesn't always mean we're going to have the best of it. So what you have to focus on is, what am I going to do if? It's always the what if. And my ways of prepping you for that is to have you prepared for the what if scenario. And, you know, I just believe in it so much, and I believe that you can be helped by it so much if you take the time to learn the skill. Now, many of us don't want to take the time, maybe don't think about the time, but once it becomes part of you, it becomes automatic. You start to recognize it. It's like, for example, I haven't traded on the floor for 10 years, but I still used hand signals when I'm talking to people. That's just how it is, because that became ingrained in me. It's like reading a chart. Okay. You know, reading charts are something that becomes ingrained in you. And it's basically educating yourself, learning the proper methods to be involved. And then all of a sudden you find out, oh yeah, this is what I like. And it does work. And that's where you need to be to take care of yourself. Again, you need to be hedged. You need to have a better understanding of markets. And you know, everybody says, well, I understand the markets. Well, do you really understand the markets? Do you know what the underpinnings of the markets are? Do you know what is driving it? Okay. Do you realize that when you hear a hot news item, you're probably the 1 millionth person to hear that hot news item? So maybe it isn't so hot. Okay. That is something that, you know, I always want everybody to make sure you understand. You know, in today's world of technology, Twitter, Facebook, you know, everything, news, by the time we get it, is so damn old that it's probably old news already. And that has to be something that you start to recognize, that the news you're receiving today is probably already played out in the market yesterday. So when you get the hot tip from your brother or your buddy or somebody, know that you're about the 1 millionth person in line that's gotten that hot tip, and that there is no free lunch involved here. And that if you put yourself in the position of to be successful, you will find a way to be successful. And that is by ignoring a lot of the outside noise that gets created by people that don't have a clue of what's going to happen next. And that's where my concern always comes to the average investor, the average trader, is they don't know that. And they're misled down the path because overall, they don't see that the person that's giving the information and the broker that might be calling you is really just looking to raise capital. Okay. We're not looking to raise capital. We're looking to help you protect, defend, compound, and grow your portfolio. And if you follow rules and you follow the instructions, then you'll have that opportunity. You know, this is not get rich quick. Okay. This is not the black box method of magic trading. This is honest to goodness, learning real understanding of how a market works. Okay. And once you can master that, you're on your way to better stuff and better information. And that is always something that we preach here at Bubba Trading and the Bubba Show. Now, you know I'm a big thinkorswim fan, and I want you to join my friends Scott Connor and Kevin Hinks over at thinkorswim as they educate new traders daily, providing them with real-time insights and trading stocks, options, futures every day at no cost in the swim lessons. Okay, I think that's a great program. I love what they do, and I think it's a great way for you to get some insight, okay, as especially having the right trading platform. In the meantime, anytime you miss an episode, all you got to do is go to libertytalk.fm. And you can get the Bubba Show downloaded. and we've been bragging. Okay, we've got now over 200,000 downloads a month. We're looking to get to 3, and I need your help on this Good Friday. And this is The Bubba Show on this Good Friday, hoping that you're having a wonderful day and glad you're spending some time with me. We're going to stop out here for a break, and we will be right back after the break, talk a little bit about Down on the Farm, The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, we will be right back.
Trust. For nearly 4 decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And, you know, I thought we'd spend some time on the farming community and how important they are to what we do. And I'm also going to share with you an interview I did on this Good Friday with Marlon Bowling from RFD TV. Because, again, you know, farmers are the backbone of this country. Back in the 1800s, we were extremely successful. And of course, as time has gone on, we have found ways to make it more challenging. And, but, you know, again, one of the biggest things that, you know, we can do as farmers and as business guys, because you guys are businesses, this is no longer the little farm on the corner where you're just providing for yourself. You've turned this into an extremely solid business that has its ups and downs like all businesses do. And you now have to take care of yourself and make sure that you're planned and ready for the things that can go wrong. Because we all know that things somehow manage to go wrong in the world of business, and especially in the world of farming. You know, you've got so many things that have happened over the years between weather and between, you know, if you're in livestock, the PED virus, you know, all the things that happen and go wrong. And one of the most important things that you guys can do is to build a little bit of a marketing plan. Okay, it's not complicated. It doesn't take hours and hours and hours to get it done. What it does do is it puts you in a position to have an understanding for all of your costs and for what you need to do to be prepared for what can happen next. Because one of the things that, you know, we believe here at the Bubba Show is that preparation, you know, luck is when preparation meets opportunity. Okay. And we want to make sure that you are set up so that you can protect yourselves. And we want to make sure that you understand where we're going to go next. I mean, this goes for equity portfolios. This goes for everything. It's not just a farming thing. But, you know, the tougher thing about the farm industry is, you know, when you plant, when you work to do what you're doing, your living is dependent on how those crops come out, okay, and what you do. So you have to be prepared for what bad can happen in the future. And that's where I want to make sure that you understand it. Okay. And that's one of the things that I do, is to help you have a better understanding of the whole business. Because again, I know you get busy, and you know, we tend to, you know, not think business all the time, but we need to set the business up for success from the beginning. And then these bad years won't be as bad as they've been in the past. And I hope that makes sense to everybody. Because again, I'm a big advocate for you guys and gals too. I mean, I'm a big advocate for you, and I want to make sure that you get it and you get it right. Because at the end of the day, it's about the money. Okay, we got to make money so that we can live and enjoy and do the things we want to do. And that's why we're farmers right now. I mean, you know, we may be farmers from family, but now we're farmers because we're in it to make a living. So let's make sure we get it set up. All right, now we're going to go step over and go to Marlon Bowling, okay, from RFD TV. And you can listen to me talk with him, and I'll come back and talk to you after the interview with Marlon. Here we go.
Commodity Wrap. I'm Marlon Bowling with you. Thanks for joining us. And we are talking right now with Todd Horwitz. He, of course, is with BubbaTrading.com. He's located in Chicago. And Todd, on this special holiday here, I thought maybe we could take a look back. Maybe we can take a look forward as producers are heading headlong into the growing season of 2016. I think it's very, very important that we really need to discuss the severe need that they get a marketing plan in effect, and they shouldn't dilly-dally around. They need to get things in order now, because if they get too busy, they may not be able to take part in some opportunities out there that might present themselves in short order, and they may not last that long.
Well, Marlon, I couldn't agree with you more, and obviously thanks for having me back on. But, you know, I think that, you know, one of the things we forget about as farmers, producers, you know, we are running a business, and there are things that we need to make sure we take care of. And especially in today's world, with so many things going on outside of just what we do, you know, so many things affect our business that we have to know every cost, where every dollar is going. Because it's not the same as it was. There is not a lot of room for forgiveness. So we need to be set up and know exactly where we're going to go, what we're going to do, and how we're going to handle it. And this is where this marketing plan becomes extremely important to farmers and producers, because, you know, you're at one disadvantage. You're going to plant. You're going to be out there. And you better make sure you're taking care of it and understanding what your costs are and how you're going to protect that. Because another bad year, we really can't take it. It's getting to be, you know, under, you know, very serious proportions here, that these years are churning away with not much yield for us. We may be yielding a lot in the fields, but we're not getting enough cash out of what we're doing. And that's where a good solid marketing plan with a good basic hedge always takes care of you, so that you understand where you're protected at. So, you know, when it comes time to pay the bills and everything, you're prepared for everything. And one thing we have to do is, in any business, is we have to be prepared for what we don't expect, because we don't know, you know, what's going to happen. I mean, I believe that we're going to have a good year this year. I think that some things are going to turn around. However, there is no guarantee. And one thing I know for sure is the markets themselves never announce themselves and tell you what their intentions are. So we have to be very careful, be very prepared and ready to move on. And that means knowing what your cost is, how much it's going to cost you to get it in the ground, what it's going to cost to get you out, and what you need to do to cover it up to make sure that those expenses are covered by hedging those crops and making sure you're ready to go.
And it's always a good idea. It's always a good idea to write your ideas down, your targets, put them on paper so you can reference them later on when you need to, instead of trying to remember on the top of your head and maybe let emotions get into it later on. And like you say, you have to know what your bottom line is so you know where those price points are, and they change from year to year.
Oh, no, 100%, Marlon. I think that's important. You know, you put together like a little spreadsheet. I mean, you can write it on a piece of paper. I mean, I'm still an old-fashioned guy. I sort everything down by hand, but you can put it on a spreadsheet, but you have to know those numbers. You have to hedge yourself, because the biggest problem that anybody has in this business or in any business is the emotional side of the business when you start to panic. Well, if you know what your costs are, and if you know where you have an out or an exit to go, then you don't have to panic anymore. And you have to take away the emotion and the fear and things that create markets, because that's where the amateurs are trading is they're trading in those markets that either create greed on the upside and continue to buy them even though there's really no basis, or they continue to sell them even though they have no basis. And that's why as a farmer and a producer, as a professional, you want to take away that human emotion, because you can, and you can actually establish your entire marketing plan for the year knowing that at worst case scenario, I'm going to get X out of my portfolio, yet I will have a chance to benefit and participate should we get a big market and we get a big rally. I'm not taking myself out of the market. I'm going to set myself in such a way that I'm synthetically hedged around the market. I get full benefit to the upside. I get protection to the downside. And after all, what could be better than that?
And these option premiums, with the low volatility in the markets in recent months, they have to be a lot more affordable than they've been in years.
Well, you know what? We actually use a synthetic model. We don't actually pay too much premium. You know, we don't just buy calls or buy puts or use some of the natures of the things that have been out there in the past. We actually put ourselves in a position where we get to make the decision at the final point where we want to get out. We don't get forced out because we sold, you know, futures or options above and looking for a target. We create a synthetic model around it, allowing us to actually sometimes even enhance our monetary yield on what's going on, because we're going to actually sell some credit, but the credit that we sell is not open-ended. We will never be naked calls or naked puts. We want to make sure those are always covered up so that we get the full benefit of the market as it moves without giving up any advantage.
So how do you visit with folks that maybe don't even know what puts and calls are? Because that's something that, you know, even though they've been around for a couple of decades, it seems like they're not that widespread in usage just yet. And there's a lot of educating that needs to be done yet.
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, Marlon. I actually do webinars on this. I actually teach it. I have a setup that I go through it all, and you know, then I allow the people to have the recording, and of course they can always call and ask me questions, because that's what I do and that's what I like to do. I believe in helping. I mean, in my opinion, the farmers and producers are the backbone of this country, and I want to make sure that I can help them in any way to make sure that they get what they deserve, and what they deserve is a fair shake. And as you and I both know, you know, coming up here in a week or two, you know, we're not going to see them. They're going to be, you know, working those 18 to 20 hour days now, because now it's time to really go back to work.
Exactly. And of course, we have some big major USDA reports coming up in the near term, not that far away, and we're going to talk about them in just a moment. Our very special guest is none other than Todd Horwitz. He's with BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. We're going to be pausing Commodity Wrap. I'm Marlon Bowling with you. Zach Troutman is our producer and engineer. Our very special guest, Todd Horwitz with BubbaTrading.com in Chicago.
Okay, that was part one of my interview with Mr. Marlon Bowling from RFD TV. We're going to step out of here for a break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. If you ever miss an episode, all you have to do is go to libertytalk.fm, and you can get it on demand every day. Okay, and we have, as I've been mentioning, we've just pushed over 200,000. We're looking to get to 3. Let's go get those fingers working. Download them up. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll be right back after the break with more with me and Marlon, and then I'll close it out for you, and we'll get you all set up for the new season. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz hanging out with you on this Good Friday. And I hope it's a good Friday for you, and I hope you have a great Easter, and maybe invite me out for a little Easter egg hunt. I'll come out and see if I won't get lost in the mazes of corn or whatever, and I won't step in any of that stuff. But let's get back to Marlon Bowling from RFD TV. This is a pretty good interview, and I want to make sure I shared it with you. And then we'll come back afterwards, and we'll give you a few more helpful hints to make you ready to go to that next level and really make your business a much better success. Let's go to Marlon.
And, Todd, before the break, I alluded to the fact that there's a couple major reports coming out from USDA. One is the quarterly grain stocks report. That'll be out on the 31st of March, at the same time as we get the prospective plantings report. That's also a major report. And both of those could be huge market movers. And from what I understand, Todd, the quarterly stocks report tends to, it really has this tendency to throw traders a curve in unexpected numbers. Also, the prospective plannings report, the survey was done before the flooding rains that occurred in the Delta, and no one knows exactly how those will be factored in.
Well, Marlon, you know, I'm a guy that does not put a lot of stock into these reports. This is where when I take care of my stuff and it's already set up, it doesn't really matter to me. I can only benefit from the report if it is off. Now, I'm also a pretty big believer that in today's world of technology, you know, that the people that need to know and the market almost always knows where the market should be. So I put a lot of stock into what the market is telling me it's going to do. And because I set myself up with those synthetics we talked about earlier, I really don't care what the market does, because if it explodes to the upside, then I'm going to make money. And if it goes down, then I've hedged my costs, so I'm going to be able to collect some money. So either way, I'm happy with a big move, and it won't affect me or hurt me. Now, obviously, the bigger move is always best to the upside. But at the end of the day, I know where I'm going to be. So I want to take those reports out of my thought process, because one of the biggest mistakes that people make, whether they're investing in the markets or they're investing in their own farm, is that they let the news, they let the stuff that happens come affect them. But typically, as you've watched for years, Ron, you've been doing this a while, that these numbers, once they come out, the movement's over fairly quickly, and then they're going to resume probably where they were going in the first place anyways. And I think it creates too much emotion and too much fear and too many different things that farmers and producers will do based on a momentary flash in a market versus being good and steady and ready to go and ready to build their business.
One thing I guess traders may have learned their lesson in recent years, that with the new technologies out there and the new seed varieties and the equipment that farmers have access to these days, they can get a lot done in a hurry. And these are really resilient hybrids that they have nowadays. So even if the acreage would be down, even if the planting is later, it is amazing how fast the farmers can still get the crop in the ground and have it make up ground. And the resilience of those hybrids can really crank out some tremendous crops anyway. And that kind of weighs in the back of traders' minds nowadays, where they can still have record production even though things may not be ideal at planting time.
Absolutely. I mean, again, this is part of the new technology, which is brought us into an era where the news is not really much of an effect, because, again, as you just said, you can get it in a lot faster, you can get it out faster. You know, we've got things now. You know, we're out there with iPhones looking at what's going on minute to minute. So we don't have to be concerned. And the best thing you can do for yourself is to always take your emotions and your personal opinions out of the market and let the markets tell you where they want to go, because we know one thing: we can't tell the markets where they're going to go.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Todd, thanks for the thoughts on the markets here over the holiday weekend. Todd Horwitz is with BubbaTrading.com. If you want to check out some great market resources, go online and check it out. BubbaTrading.com. Todd would be glad to visit with you in person as well. We'll be back with more Commodity Wrap right after this.
So what'd you think? And again, you know, look, it's the same thing I tell you all the time. Being successful in business is about being successful, about putting yourself in the highest probability model, okay? We want to make sure that we have the scales. I'm not getting on a scale because I probably weigh more than a cow. But we want to make sure we have the scales tilted in our favor. And again, that goes for any type of business that we are running, is to make sure that we are in a position to have only the best available options when it's done, and not the worst. Okay. This is where, you know, you take the time to build yourself a solid marketing plan, and you understand all of your costs. You understand, you know, what, you know, you got labor costs, you got fuel costs, you got seed costs, you got fertilizer costs. You can break that down into cost per acre, cost per bushel. And then you'll know where you're set, and then you'll know how to hedge it. Because when you start to do the hedge properly, that can actually sometimes start to actually generate more yield, more income for you, and help you pay some of the bills when the times are tougher. It's a very well-constructed synthetic around what you're doing that will always let you stay in the game. And what you won't have to do is you won't have to sell early. You won't have to risk, okay? Because, you know, we all know when things get rolling sometimes, and, you know, if you go back to the PED virus and the hogs, okay, you know, all of a sudden you were short, you know, you thought it was no problem, and next thing you knew it was a problem, and some of you might not even had enough to deliver, okay? The same thing when we go into a drought. You know, the worst feeling in the world is to think that you're protected and then have to go out in the open market and get squeezed because you got to be covering shorts because it turns out you didn't have enough. Well, the way we're doing it is we're always in the game and we're always covered up. So we don't have that problem of being short, looking to chase it down. We have the problem of, well how much money are we going to make? Where are we? How high are we going to let them run before we get out? Okay, so not only is your concern to protect devastation and the downside, but you're protecting how much you can potentially make to the upside. Now, I don't know about you, but that always sounds better to me. And I know we've heard the old statement, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And it's not too good to be true. There are some exposures, but there's nothing. You know the exact number that you're possibly at risk for at the beginning. But you also know where your downside protection kicks in. And you also know where your upside gains start to kick in. So, again, you're not sitting there naked on a beach waiting to get run over. You're saying, okay, let it make a big move. Let it escape out of this and either go straight up or straight down because I'm in good shape either way. And the wilder the move, the better off you're going to be. So you no longer have to sit back and worry about these little things. You're going to now be in a position to go, wow, where's this been all my life? Okay. And that is the position that I want you to be in. Okay. As we, you know, get ready for another new season, you know, it's opening day in baseball, opening day on the farms. You know, we got a lot of things going on. So let's make sure that we put ourselves in a position to win the game. Okay. Now you're the manager, it's your team out there. So put yourself in a position to make your team win and not have to worry about what are you going to do next. That is something that I always believe is the best for everybody, is to have a setup to win either way. Okay, again, going back to when opportunity meets preparation, they call that luck. Well, that is luck, it'd be, but you're prepared to be lucky. And that's what I want you guys to do, and I want you to have a wonderful Easter with your families. I want you to enjoy. I know you'll probably be working, so I know I'm, you know, I'm talking out of this, a lot of noise. But enjoy, have a great, happy Easter, and let's get ready to rock and roll. And if you need me, you can always reach me at bubbatrading.com. You can always call me, whatever. Check out the website. I'm here to help. I'm here to make things better, and I really want, you know, this to be your year, and every year from this year to be even better. If you miss an episode, libertytalk.fm, and, you know, we can install that right on your tractors. We can let you listen in. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great, wonderful Easter. Have a great, good Friday, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy. Appreciate you. See you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.